Life in the Zoo. Caring for wildlife is both a career and a calling. Training for careers with animals. At Moorpark College's Animal Care and Training Program, students get real-world experience at the campus's teaching zoo. Home to 120 animals representing 110 species, the zoo draws students from California and beyond who are looking for a career working with animals. The program traces its roots to 1971 when the community college began offering a class in exotic animal studies, expanding to a full-fledged major 3 years later. Students learn on the job, preparing food for the animals, feeding them, weighing them, and even putting on demonstrations for children visiting on school field trips. We do a lot of hands-on training, and to me, it's always magic, said Gary Mui, who graduated from the program in 1995 and now oversees it. An appealing challenge. The program admits 60 students annually and about 45 graduate each year. That attrition is a marker for how difficult and time-consuming the program is, said Mara Rodriguez, the zoo's development coordinator. Still, it's popular. 150 or so Moorpark's college students apply each year, gaining entry via a lottery. The two-year program prepares graduates for careers in a variety of fields from zookeeping to Hollywood animal training, wildlife conservation, and even pest abatement. At all the landfills now, they use natural ways to deter pests like seagulls and rats, so they fly hawks, said Rodriguez, who graduated from the program in 1992 and started working at the zoo that year. Putting on a show. The zoo is open to the public on the weekends, and despite spanning just 5 acres, it features animals like a 102-year-old Galapagos tortoise and 2 Bengal tigers housed in a $3.5 million enclosure. Many of the weekend staffers are students in the program. They even put on animal shows at the zoo's outdoor theater. I'm on stage with my target stick, my equipment, and having a porcupine do circles. Follow me, roll a ball, said Jaden Carnicella, 20. It's one of my favorite parts because it's showing off how incredible our animals are. It really is a way to promote conservation.